Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for the championship with all your training and matchday essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
A very good evening. Welcome along to another edition of The Score. Coming up on tonight's programme, we'll hear from Derry defender Mark Connolly, head of Derry City's semi-final in the FA Cup against Bohemians, which will be played tomorrow night. And our local soccer feature tonight, we'll be heading to the island of Arnmore to hear about their preparations ahead of the new season, which begins for Arnmore United this coming weekend. And on the Gaelic Games front, which we're going to start with, is it's a busy weekend. With championship finals taking place at both junior and intermediate level on the way. We'll be hearing from Caelan McDade of Termon and Brendan Doherty of Neve Columba, who will contest the Intermediate A final. But we're going to start tonight's programme with a preview of the Junior Football Championship decider, which is at the O'Donnell Park this coming Saturday. And there's a 4 o'clock start time between Cairn Donagh and Neve Padraic Muff in Letterkenny. That's a fixture that we will have live on Highland Saturday Sport, Park Hulfordy, and Brendan Devaney will be on a commentary duty. It is, of course, an all-any-shown affair as they battle it out for championship honours. Neve Padraic Ishgahinner preparing for their third Junior A final in 14 years, having been beaten in the 2010 final by Neve Columkill and again in the 2016 decider against Downings. Meanwhile, Cairn Donagh have also been beaten in recent finals as well. They lost out a couple of years ago to Letterkenny Gaels. This year's final also has the interesting dynamic of two of Donegal's inter-county stars coming head-to-head for their clubs. Caelan McColgan will don the blue and yellow of Muff, while Conor O'Donnell will line out in the green and red of Cairn Donagh. So then, let's hear from the managers. First up, Muff manager Daniel McCauley. I spoke to him at the press event which took place this week, and Daniel says that the excitement is building within the club and the parish.
6 years since we've been on a final, and in fairness now, the support has been great throughout the community. It's been a turbulent year, great on the pitch, but we've had our ballers off the pitch, but now this has been a shining light, really has been a shining light over the last month. Yeah.
And the thing about it too, that the fact that it's an all in his own derby with Cairn Donagh, it adds that extra sort of spice to it, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, definitely, because these two teams, the biggest majority of these players would have played in a lot of regional finals against each other, so we know each other inside out, and there will be that bit of spice to it because it's an Ishgahinner derby, and I would expect the crowd to be massive.
Yeah. And this is the first time you met this year, isn't that right?
It is,
yeah. First you just played Division 2 and they've been in Division 3.
They've been in Division 3, we've been in Division 2, so it's the first time we've crossed swords, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. What about your championship campaign to date? Obviously one defeat down there, that was against Neve Alton, and was that the wake up call for you to go, right, there's a bit more work to do here if we're going to try and get to the final?
Aye, the first game out against Uris, we weren't at our best. I know we were missing a few, and then we went up to Neve Alton and we were probably that bit complacent, but it was a real kick we needed, and we went back to the drawing board, and the following weekend we were out against Lufford and the boys put everything to bed then over the next 2 weeks. But it was it's a shining light now, that defeat, because it's really spurred us on, like, and took a complacency out of it, you know.
You seem to be in the tougher group as well.
That's a hard one. Now we probably would have, Mavol finals last year, Neve Alton were put a big effort in this year, we probably would have been in the tougher group, but Convoy and Neve Breed are no slouches either, you know, so it's unfair to say that to Cairn, you know, but it's a tougher group, I think.
Yeah, and listen, tell us about your group of players, because it's difficult for clubs at times to keep players at home and then to buy into all the effort that it takes, even at junior football now. But obviously when you get someone like Caelan McColgan, who's part of the inter-county setup, that all helps in the mix, doesn't it?
Aye, look, our players have been great this year. Now we've worked a lot with them. There's three of them in Scotland and England now, but they come back. Two of them come back every week for the games, and the ones in Dublin are all up at the weekends. And the training has been great. The numbers have been great at training every night. And then, as you say, when you've got the likes of Caelan on board there, there's a bit of excitement because Caelan brings that level above it. You just see what he brings to the group, and it's great.
You probably played tougher sides or sides maybe at a higher level in the league because you were in Division 2. That might be something that could stand you in the long run come the end of the day.
I would hope so. Like, you look, we took points with four Masters in Buncrana this year in the league away to four Masters and home to Buncrana, and they're the two teams topped and went out of Division 2 and the Division 1, and we beat our draw and we beat Clohanilly, we beat Narossa, so we've played good tight opposition. Like, we played Dunlow on a Friday night up there during the senior championship final, and the 5 points defeat there we suffered up there, you know, but it was a good game, so we've played tough opposition and we've acquitted ourselves well.
And obviously Cairn Donagh, you know a lot about them. What sort of performance is it going to take to get over the Cairn men, because we mentioned that you obviously have Keelan, they've got some good quality players in the ranks, obviously Conor O'Donnell's in there. So what's it going to take to get through it?
It's going to take a massive effort. We're going to have to be on our game the whole day, because Connor's not everything about Cairn. Like, you know, Connor doesn't play no league football. He's only played the last two games. They have some fine players. They've Dara Brown, they've Will Quinn, they've Ryan Kelly, they have Anthony Bushman, Keane the Bush, Fergal Newman. They have a host of good players. So there's more to them and Connor O'Donnell. Like, you know, so it just won't be Connor we'll be looking out for on Saturday afternoon.
Listen, you're a tight community down there in Muff, and you've also experienced your tragedy with Evan in recent weeks, but what would it mean to the parish and to all the followers of the club if you were to get over the line on Saturday?
It would mean an awful lot. You know, this championship run now, the R group of players, has been that shining light, what's been needed throughout the parish. Like, you know, and it's gelled the community together, and the loss of someone like Evan, who's such a big character in our group up until last year, his last game was the game where beating penalties last year against Mavill in the semi-final for us, and to think now the final, what, he's not here, it's heartbreaking, it's devastating for us all, but we're going to carry his memory and we hope that we'll get over the line now for him on Saturday, like, and his family, like, and if it can bring any shine any light on them at all just by the victory on Saturday evening, it will mean the world. Like.
Okay. Many thanks for talking to us, and the best luck to you, Daniel.
Thanks very much, Oisin.
That's Daniel McCauley there, manager of the Neave Padraig Ishgahin side, who will contest the Junior A football final against their Inishowen counterparts, Cairn Donagh, on Saturday afternoon in Letterkenny at the O'Donnell Park. It's a big day for Cairn Donagh because they have sides involved in both the Junior A and the Junior B finals this weekend. The Junior B side is going up against St Mary's of Convoy in the curtain raiser, which is also in Letterkenny at 2 o'clock on Saturday. So it's a major occasion for Cairn Donagh. Their manager is Michael O'Donnell, and he says that the club is very much focusing on the football which lies ahead this Saturday.
We're training there last Saturday and made, you know, there's still 40 odd people at training at the end of September when other clubs are maybe finishing up. It's great to have got to the stage. It's great to have got to a final. You know, it's actually been a good campaign. It's been a good year. And we're just really looking forward now to Saturday. And there's been excitement building around it. And we're just trying to make sure that we focus on the football's the important bit for us.
Yeah. It seems to be a great wee club because you've had guys involved in hurling finals recently as well, Michael. So yous are down in Inishowen, but everybody's pulling together. They're playing both codes.
They're playing both codes, yeah. There's quite a few in our first team and reserves who play hurling as well. The ladies are in the final as well. So yeah, you're right. The club is, we're having a good year. So, and we want to, you know, we already have a couple of league titles and for the men, the first team and reserves. We're delighted with that. Delighted to get back up to Division 2. And, you know, obviously we want to go and win on Saturday as well. That's the aim.
Yeah. Good bit of banter between the guys in the lounge here at the GA Centre in Convoy and over and back about who's favourites. But you guys are unbeaten in the championship. You lost one league game. That's not a bad stat to have going into a decider, Michael. But when it comes to final day, stats are out the window. Anything can happen.
Yeah, none of that really doesn't really matter too much. Everything is on the day. We're just trying, like every game in the championship or league so far, we try to play for the full 60 whatever minutes it is. And we've done that to really good standards so far, and that's really all we're focusing on. Anything else is kind of doesn't really matter to us. We're just trying to get that right on the day.
Yeah. But this is going to be the first time this year that you played Muff.
It is, yeah. No, and it's going to be a real challenge, and they've had a very good year. You know, they've some really good results up in Division 2, so it's going to be a real challenge. Both sets of players know each other quite well, so that'll add something
to it. That adds to it, doesn't it? They've all come through school together, they've all come through underage together, so
it's great. It's great, you know, that's that is part of it as well. And, you know, there's when you win or lose, maybe that maybe makes it a bit better or a bit worse. But that's, you know, that's the nature of it. And I think Muff are really looking forward to it, I'm sure, no doubt. And we are too. And hopefully it'll be a really good game as well.
Yeah. You lost out in the 2022 final, if I'm correct in saying, the junior decider. Didn't get there last year. So why is back now this year? Why is this group so determined to get back to junior and have the run that they've had so far?
This is my first year with them. I've been really busy with underage for the last few years, so it's hard to even to see exactly what's been happening over the last few years. I saw bits and pieces here and there. But from the very start, and we've been back at this since January, and I thought, you know, from the very, very beginning, they're a really determined group. There was this impression that they want to win games, that they want to move up to a higher level. So they've really committed to training. The numbers have been fantastic all year. And every time we turn up to play, we're focused and ready to go. So, and the players have really, they've driven that all year, you know, so it makes my job or our job as coaches easier.
Yeah. You said you were involved in a lot of the underage. If this was to happen for Cairn Donagh, there's a whole knock-on effect for that, particularly at the underage. When you guys are able to bring back a championship on Saturday night, if it comes off and the cup's there for training for the underage and presentations, it gives the young ones that bit of extra interest in the game.
Yeah, and that's part of the excitement. That's the great thing about football. Like, you know, my own young fella and my daughters, they're really excited about the match. People within the community, those kids who are underage, and you know, my wife's getting excited about, she wasn't that interested in football before, but there's an excitement building. And so yeah, I think your senior teams, your senior ladies and the senior men's team, they are important for your club. And you know, if you can bring success back that and show the underage, I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah. And when you've a player of the standard of Conor O'Donnell, who's a class act, he's one of the best players of the county, involved in your group and helping to lead the way. And it's, yes, he's there, but it's not just all about Conor O'Donnell. There's a team behind him that are all trying to drive this thing on.
Yeah, and you know, Conor's been back for the last couple of matches, and you're right, he's an absolutely brilliant player, but he's also been brilliant with our group. Yeah. Even when he's been injured through the year, with Donegal, he still makes that effort to come down to our training. When he speaks, the lads will listen. So he's, you know, he's just back playing, but he's been with us all year. But you know, we go through a league campaign without him, you're right. We haven't had him on to the last few weeks, so.
But he's a massive influence.
He's a massive. Yeah. There's no question about that. Yeah. But you said at the start, like, you know, that's Conor by himself, that's not enough. You need a group behind him, and we knew from the league campaign we weren't going to have him, so we were preparing without him too for that. But it's great to have him back.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're going to need everybody firing on all cylinders the weekend come Saturday. What sort of performance is it going to take if you are going to dispose of Muff and get your hands in that cup?
Yeah, it's going to be a really, really tough game. So we just have to, you know, not think too much about Muff, just ourselves. Can we perform the way we have? Can we do that another day? Can we play from the very start to the 60, whatever minute it is? That's just our focus for Saturday.
Okay. Michael, thanks for talking to us. The best of luck in the junior final.
Okay, thank you.
Michael O'Donnell, the Cairn Donagh manager, who spoke to me at the launch of the championship finals this week, which took place at the Donegal GA Centre in Confy. Well, Sunday, we'll also see finals taking place in Letterkenny. There's the meeting of Terman and Neve Columba in the 2024 Intermediate Championship Final. These two sides are no strangers to each other, having met in the first round of the championship back in August. That day, Terman sharpshooter Darragh McDade had 4-1 and a dominant one for the Burn Road men. But Terman manager Caelan McDade, who also happens to be Darragh's brother, has been impressed by Neve Columba's championship run since then. Highlands Park Hulfordy spoke to Caelan McDade in the lead up to Sunday's showdown.
Just a couple of days out now until the Donegal Intermediate final. Looking forward to it, no doubt.
Aye, definitely. As I said, we were training last night and we've had a good enough build-up, and I told the boys to kind of enjoy that, but kind of maybe have to kind of turn the attention now back to Sunday, and you know, kind of all guns blazing now to turn up on the day and get that performance that we're looking for.
I suppose getting the performance against Neve Wurra, getting into that final, a bit of a hoodoo for Terman over the last number of years, maybe semi-finals haven't gone to plan.
I suppose it's if you want to call it, a bit of a mental block for us in the last couple of years now. You know, 3 years ago it was Dunlow, and last year was Downing, sorry. And then Nivora, you'd probably, if you watched our first quarter against Nivora, there was probably a lot of nerves, especially when we attacked, and a couple of shots dropped short and went wide. But then again, once the game got opened up, and you can see what we do when we turned it on the last quarter. So it's probably trying to start the game like we finished the game against Nivora now to bring it into the final.
And suppose, Kieran, do you look at that and you think it's maybe the age profile of your panel? You've a lot of younger guys there as well, and maybe not as many experienced.
Look, they're a good age, a lot of them boys. But you know, they've all played a lot of football, whether it be you know, a lot of that age group pushed on into an Ulster minor competition. Even at that, even beyond that, a few of them, like Sir Ryan and Jamie, pushed on to county senior level. They've been in and about that panel. Even a good few of them at under 20 level, county minor. So look, they're young, but I would say they've played a lot of football, and you know, I would hope that but I experience pushes us on into the final now.
The year's been going really well for you back into Division 1, and the ambition, I suppose, Kieran, is to get back into senior championship football. But starting off in this year's championship, you had a fantastic performance against Glenn, who you meet now in the final. No doubt it's you would like that particular start. A couple of goals you got that particular day, but it's going to be a different game on Sunday.
Hi, look, if you were to give me what we had 2-3 maybe after 10 minutes, if you were to give me that right now, I would snap the hand off you. But no, look, it's going to be a huge task, a huge challenge. And look, probably since that day, it could have been the best thing ever happened to Neve Columba, because I've watched them twice now, and I've been very, very impressed with them. And they've, you know, the calibre of players they have on their end is, you know, the likes of Aaron Dock, Paul Hare, Eric Carr, you know, Paddy Byrne, them kind of boys. They're huge threats all over the pitch, and we'll just do our best to manage that.
And looking at your group stages, you know, coming through it, maybe one or two good performances. Then your performances were a wee bit choppy, maybe against Red Hughes, and, you know, I suppose there was questions answered of your squad, and suppose maybe not the performances you wanted, but the result.
Look, probably the first 2 days out against Neve Columba and Malin, we would have been relatively happy with both performances. You know, round 3 and 4 against Burton Red Hughes, it probably wouldn't have been up to scratch or up to standards what we would have liked. But sometimes, like I heard over the last couple of weeks there, that even into the senior semi-finals, the likes of Union scraping out a 1-point victory, you know, you can maybe get down the dumps about them sort of things, but you kind of have to take some positives away from grinding them out, and it tests a wee bit of resolve and character within the group. And look, sometimes in championship football, you're just sometimes glad to get the result.
Yourself, Kieran, you're one of the youngest managers within the county. Everyone references it, but how has it been for you? Suppose the ladies won in last weekend, and the reserves in the final, and now the seniors in the final. It's a great couple of weeks within Termin.
It's a great couple of weeks, and I suppose it's not really about me at the end of the day. There's a great group there, and we kind of set out our stall at the beginning of the year and set our goals. And I told the boys back, we met on the 8th of January, that it would take 25 players or so. And, you know, you've seen that. I think we haven't used less than 4 subs in any game. So it's just a huge team effort at the minute. And it'll be no different on Sunday. That will, you know, it won't be just the 15 players on the pitch starting. That'll take the 5 subs and the other boys push that on now.
The prize is massive, Kieran, getting back into senior football. We see how difficult this intermediate championship is to win.
It is massive. But again, we'll probably, you know, from our own group point of view, we'll not look about winning or looking too far ahead. You know, we trained last night. The boys were in the gym this morning. And like, it's just about getting everybody right, getting the bodies right, and just, you know, getting that performance on the day. Because look, it's championship football, and you know yourself, the intermediate, we said it just before it started that anybody could beat anybody on their day, and look, we're down to the final two ourselves in Neve Columba now, and we'll be hoping we can get over the line on Sunday.
Before I let you go, Kieran, looking at your squad, any injury concerns going into this weekend's final?
No, thank God, Park. You know, every man's made themselves available. So obviously, you have your couple of niggles and bruises and stuff like that, but you know, once it comes to county final day, Park, every man's there and ready to go. So that's a good sign.
So there you go. That's Kieran McDade, the Termon manager, who's looking for his side to get back into the senior ranks. And by doing so, they're going to have to win the intermediate title on Sunday. But standing in Termon's way is, of course, Neve Columba, who are trying to achieve the exact same thing and make up for a disappointment of losing a final in recent years and try and make a return to the senior ranks. Brendan Doherty, who's the manager of the Glen Neve Columba side, now joins us on the programme. Brendan, you're welcome to Highland.
Thanks, Oisin.
And I suppose, Brendan, we heard from Kieran McDade there. You know a lot about Termon. You were grouped together, so you were, when the draw was done, and you went to the Burn Road and lost on that occasion. So you know a lot about them, and I suppose you know about the side and what threats they bring come Sunday.
Definitely. Oisin, very, very impressed with them on that day, particularly their two front men. Like, I think they shot the lights out that day completely. Like, I think they got 4-11 out of the 4-14. Like, so we've a lot to curtail. McDade is doing a very, very good job there, and he's just on the right path, as I say. And we know that we need to be at our very best to come out on the right side on Sunday.
Yeah, but after that defeat, you've responded well because you won every game since that, and you came through a very tight semi-final against Mallon to make the decider, Brendan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but sure, what else do you do when you lose your first game? You have to put everything to the last game. So now, I think I've said it before on another programme that we could have went out, and that group stage is just as handy as prevailing because of the quality we're playing. Like, we'd Termon, who is in Division 1 next year, and then we had Mallon and Bundoran too, both Division 1 sides, and then Burt as well, that we found very, very hard to get over. So we definitely regrouped well, and we just... Listen, we just got over the line at the end, you know?
Yeah. You mentioned there that you're going to have to put in your best performance to beat Termon. Are you going to have to better any of the performances that you had this year in the championship if you feel your side's going to go over the line, Brendan?
There's no question about that. There's absolutely no question about it. You know, we've been just doing enough fun games. Like, I don't think there are a lot of these games that you look back in, and we're looking back and footage in that. You know, there's like we came over them, but we need to be at our very, very best to beat Termon on Sunday. And we realise that, you know.
Yeah. But there's other nuggets of things that you pull out as well, Brendan, and obviously defeating the 2022 decider at the hands of Dunloe. I'm sure that's not sitting well with the players, and it's something that they want to make up for.
Well, that's only natural that now. I wasn't involved that time myself, but look at here. Them boys know right well that they didn't perform that day, and I'm sure they had a good look at it. And so what do you need to do? You need to look back and then reflect on it and because the most thing about that performance, I remember, is that we just didn't perform. You know, I think it's only 4 points we got over the course of the game. And look, you're not going to win no county final scoring 4 points. And them boys would have been hurt from that. But so maybe, listen, maybe you have to go through that pain and you have to learn from it to move on. Like, and maybe that's the process that we're on.
Yeah. Is your squad different much from that time, Brendan? Have you lost many players over the course of the period?
We have lost a fair bit. There are a few lads in Australia there. Ryan Gillespie is in Australia, and Paul Cunningham is in China. And there's one or two that moved away as well. I think Finn Galler was with us that time as well. He's over in London. Like, but look at this. Like, our club is the same as every other rural club. There's ones coming and going all the time. And, you know, over the years, you know, we've lost ones and we didn't gain much. But, you know, there's always ones coming through at underage. Like, Shane Callan is freshening up the team this year. He's only a young lad coming on as well. Like, so look at how the spine of the team is probably the same, maybe plus a few faces and maybe minus a few faces, you know.
Yeah, and obviously having a county man in your ranks in the form of Aaron Doherty can pay dividends on a big day as well if he can get going. But the flip side of that is sometimes these county players come in for special treatment on the big occasion. But Aaron's there, but there's other players around him too that can really put in a big shift here and cause problems for oppositions, Brendan.
Yeah, definitely. Like, Aaron is a great lad, but like, I mean, I treat everybody the same in the squad. Like, Aaron comes in and he does his job, but like, I mean, every time we go out onto the field, we're not relying on him because there's 14 men along with them out in the field on any given day. And Aaron likes the responsibility of being a county player. He thrives in that, and he's a great player, and he's having a good season. But there are other lads there as well, putting in a huge shift as well. Like in the, I like to call the team a big squad effort. From like there's four or five men on the bench as well, ready to come on as well. Like so, it is really a squad effort, and Aaron is obviously very important to that squad.
And Brendan, there's been a huge buy-in from the current group that you have, because getting these guys together to prepare for a final, or indeed for any game in this championship, it has proven difficult, but you have found a way to do it. So you have, Brendan?
Well, we have, but we're only doing what every club does. Like, you know, I know most clubs that have men away from home, you know, gather wherever suits to get our training session in. And like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's needs must. That's what we must do to get over the line. That's what we're going to do. Like, you don't leave any stone unturned when you're going to a game like a county final. And the lads embrace that. Like, you know, huge credit has to go to these boys that are willing to do that. And, you know, some of these lads have their homes made in Dublin this last number of years, but they're still willing to come down and play for their club. And that's great to see it. And long may it last, you know.
Yeah. Football, of course, is important on the pitch, but it's also important to the parish and the local communities that are in the South Donegal area. And unfortunately, there's been a tragedy this week, which is related to the parish that you're from, Brendan. So when times like this happen, it's about the GAA communities coming together in the area.
Absolutely. You know, this news coming through here in the Cherokee area that a lad in the locality was killed out in Australia. And I just wanted, on behalf of the club here and on behalf of the senior team, to send my sincere sympathies to the families. Families are well known in the area, and like, it's just when it comes to things like that, it's only a game of football at the end of the day, and we're putting everything into that, but there are more important things out there in the wider scale of things. So once again, I just want to give my sincere sympathies to the family, to the lad concerned.
You have obviously played big games, Brendan, this year in Division 1. You got a taste of action against some of the bigger sides in the county. And obviously, if you were to win on Sunday, you're going back into the senior ranks. And Glenn hasn't been there for a very long time, since 2009. So it must be, 15 years now at this stage. If you were to get there, how important would that be for the club and for football in the area?
Yeah. Of course, it's important. Fisher's just as important to determine that they haven't. They would like to think they're a senior side as well. Like, we haven't played a senior in a long number of years because we haven't earned the right to be there. You have to earn the right to be there, and by doing that, you need to win these championships. So, look, I know we're playing our level at the minute for quite a long time, and the boys are pushing to get up to senior. But that's when it comes, when you're good enough, and hopefully, come Sunday, we're going to be good enough.
I suppose the fact that Termon beat you earlier in the campaign, they'll probably be seen as favourites. But the underdog tag finally, Brendan, I'm quite sure you guys will be happy enough with that going into the game.
Yeah, we certainly are. We're just going about our business as normal. You know we had to be at our very best. We know we had a very, very tough campaign in the league and championship. Like, every game we played was, like, sometimes we've got a couple of floggings down along the line as well. But like, we've been learning from them. We're going to put nothing to lose. The boys are enjoying it, and look up here. May the best team win.
Okay, that's it, Brendan. Many thanks for joining us tonight, and may the best side win this coming weekend.
Okay, Oisin. Thanks, mate.
We will, of course, have live commentary from that Donegal Intermediate Championship final on Sunday. It starts at 3:30. I'll be joined by Brendan Kilcoyne in the commentary position for Neve Columba against Termon. And it is a big day for Termon, just like Carndonagh. They've got two teams in finals this weekend. They will also contest the Intermediate B decider. That's the curtain raiser at the O'Donnell Park, starts at 1:30, and Burt will provide the opposition for the Termon B side in the opening game of Intermediate's finals day. And as we know, the following Sunday is going to be a senior finals weekend, and confirmation from the Donegal CCC that the times for the senior deciders on Saturday the 13th of October have been finalised. The senior meeting of St Eunan's and Nullow will be at 4 o'clock, and that game will be live here on Highland on Sunday week. The senior B clash of Cadore and St Eunan's will be played on the same day at 1:45 at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. And indeed, in the lead up to that final, we're going to take the DL debate on the road this coming Monday. Brendan Devaney and Pádraig Colfer will be taking the show to Ross's Park, which is the home of the Dunloe club, who are making their first appearance in the final for 6 decades. There'll be loads of guests from both St Eunan's and indeed Dunloe as they look ahead to the big decider. So a DL debate not to be missed next Monday, live from Ross's Park in Dunloe. And just one other fixture of note here in Donegal, which is taking place this weekend. Under 21 Hurling Championship semi-final. That is on tomorrow evening, Friday, at the Donegal GA Centre in Convoy. Aru Ballyshannon are up against St Eunan's, and there's an 8 o'clock start there. So let's look at the other championship fixtures which have been played around the northwest. The schedule of games in the respective counties of Tyrone and Derry. We'll start with Tyrone. The first senior semi-final is on tomorrow night, Friday, at Hayley Park in Omagh. Tronic are playing Dungannon and it starts at 7:30. On Saturday afternoon in Pomeroy, the focus in Tyrone changes to the semi-finals of the Tyrone Football Championship at intermediate level. Moyle against Greencastle, Muirtown against Derry Loughlin. The first game is at 2, the second game throws in at 4:15. And then on Sunday, the second semi-final of the Senior Football Championship, we'll see Killyclougher and Errigal Kieran go head-to-head back at Hayley Park, and there's a start time of 7 o'clock to that game on Sunday evening. And before that match on Sunday, there's also 2 hurling finals to be played in Tyrone this weekend. The senior decider is Aeroge Carrickmore against Owen Rua Dungannon at 3:30 in Omagh. And before that, the junior final starts at 1:30. Niamh Columbkille are up against Omagh St Enda's. Moving into Derry in the Football Championship at intermediate level, we'll see quarterfinals taking place this weekend. The first of those is on Friday night, Castle Dawson against Fochan Vale. Also on Friday, the first semi-final of the Junior Championship will feature Craig Bann against Ballerin. Into Saturday, there's 2 quarterfinals at intermediate and senior level. An intermediate, Owen Rua will play Banagher and 4 Glen against Drumcern. Those matches are at 3:15 and 4:30 respectively. And then the first 2 senior quarterfinals will see Glen against Lavey and Newbridge against Ballaghy. Those matches get underway at 5:15 and 7:00. Likewise, there's a busy day on Sunday in Derry. The last quarterfinal at intermediate level is Ballanderry against Glennullan. That's at 12:00. The second semi-final at junior level is Lasan against Ballymacguigan at 1:45. And then later on Sunday, the 2 remaining quarterfinals at senior level in Derry, Slochneil against Ballinascreen at 4:45, and O'Donovan Ross and Mara Felt will take on Dungiven at 6:30. So there you go, that's the schedule of games in Derry and Tyrone as well. Okay, you're listening to The Score here in Highlands. Time for a break, and we'll be back with more after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Kids Nastics range for young gymnasts at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to The Score programme here in Highland as we turn our attention now to football. And as we know, in the League of Ireland, no game for Finn Harps this coming weekend. Harps' postponed First Division clash with Wexford has been refixed for Monday, the 14th of October. The sides were due to meet tomorrow at Finn Park, but with Wexford playing Drogheda United in the semi-final of the FAI Cup on Sunday, officials put back the fixture with Harps. Now, it does mean Harps are going to have a busy closing week to the season where they will play 3 games over 7 days. Away to Bray on the 11th of October, then at home to Wexford and Balbofey on Monday the 14th, with the last game of the regular season campaign at home to Treaty on Friday the 18th. As Harps hit the final run of games, they sit 4 points off the playoff places. Well, Derry City's hunt for the double continues this week with a cup semi-final in Dublin against Bohemians. After the disappointment of losing in the league to Drogheda last time out, the cup will be a welcome break away from the Premier Division charge for the Candy Stripes. Derry won the cup in 2022, and the final is a place Derry want to be this time round again. Derry have beaten their opponents in their previous 2 league meetings, but Mark Connolly knows a cup clash at Dalymount Park can be a difficult one.
Any semi-final or any time in these sort of situations is something to be looked forward to. I think there'll be a packed out away end on Friday night. A lot of people from Derry coming up, so it's something that we're looking forward to.
And you were there 2 years ago. Like, you seen that? Was it like 22,000 at Viva? Amazing day, and amazing experience. You want to do that again?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's something that you want to do every year. You want it sort of to be at the end of the season that you're going to Viva with your team to play in that final, and your family and friends all up there, and obviously the people of Derry. Anyone you speak to have told me they've already booked hotels and stuff, so they're already sort of planning to go, and I think it's something that you want them to look forward to. It's that's what football's all about. It's the excitement. It's what brings people back every week. And listen, it's going to be an extremely tough game. Both are a good team with some very, very good players, good staff. So it's going to be a good game, a tough game, but hopefully one that we can win.
You're not grounded in the ideal situation. I seen how upset you were last week at Drogheda. I mean, disappointing the defeat, but it's about picking yourself up again, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, this is the job we're in. It's not. I think my wife would tell you how I can be at home sometimes when coming home from games if we've not won, or even if we have won, you're frustrated. But it's difficult. But you take a day or two to sort of analyse everything, go through it all, and then you have a decision to make. You either sit and feel sorry for yourself or get on with it, and that's something that we need to do. We're in the semi-final of the cup, and we're second place in the league with 5 games to go, so we're in a good position. We have to stay positive and we need to stick together, everyone.
Rory hasn't talked about the double, but I suppose you're just human beings, you're footballers, so you want to win. Obviously you'll be thinking about that, you know. And do you and the players really appreciate the magnitude of what can be achieved here? Is that on your mind?
I think so. I think really, well, obviously everyone's different, but realistically, if you look at it, if you win a league and then you have a chance, if you're in the final of the cup, you could do the double. But to be honest with you, he genuinely hasn't spoke about any doubles. It's purely been we take one game at a time as it comes. And Friday's obviously one. If you win that, you have a chance to win a cup. And all the other side of that is, if with the league running coming in, we have a chance to win the league. So I think later on, I think maybe when the league finishes, and if you're successful and you were to win the league, you can look at it if you're in the cup final of a double. But at the moment, and again, it is the boring answer of this, we're taking it every game as it comes, and Friday's going to be a really, really difficult game, and it's one that hopefully we can win.
That's Mark Connolly of Derry City looking ahead to that cup clash against Bowes this coming Friday evening, kick off at 7:45 in Dublin. Moving on now to our local soccer fixture piece this weekend. And most teams in the Donegal Junior League began their league campaigns last weekend, but for a number of clubs, the first league outing is actually this weekend. And that is the case in the Glencairn Saturday Division 1, where Aranmore United make the short trip to their near neighbours, Cadhu Rovers. Mark Boyle is in his third season in charge of Aranmore United, and Highland's Chris Ashmore has been talking to him about some of the unique challenges that faces an island club and his thoughts for the season ahead. He began by putting it to Mark that it's nice to be kicking off with a local derby.
It is, Chris. Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so starting off with the local rivals. So in many ways, you couldn't ask for much more. If we can't get up for this game, we're not going to get up for any other game. So yeah, it's definitely a nice one to start with.
So tell us a little bit about the squad of players that you have for this year. Are they some from the island, some from the mainland, or what sort of mixture do you have?
Yeah, we have a mix which is traditional for the island team. As you know, over the years, the percentages or the ratio of players from the island and living on the island kind of, you know, it rises and drops a little bit. But at the minute, we're probably running just about 50-50. So most of the players are on the island, but we do have a cohort then that are away at college. We have a couple that work in Dublin, and then we have quite a few around Letterkenny. So over the last couple of years, we've been working on tapping into the sort of diaspora around the county. I've kind of tagged it the Sons of Iron program, where we reached out to, you know, people from the community that are living in Letterkenny, Donegal Town, Balbuffet. We're kind of scouting out the young boys and young men around the county that have a relationship with the island. So that's worked nicely for us in the last couple of years. So while we may have quite a few players that aren't living on the island, they are directly related to the island through fathers or mothers. And that's actually worked really well for us, because not only are we getting, you know, kids that have an interest in playing for the teams, but, you know, the family members then start to come along as well, because the grandson, the nephew, etc. are playing. So it's coming together this year, that little strategy of ours.
Yeah, well, that's certainly good to see. I actually was reading an article in the Donegal Democrat back in 2015, and Gerry Early, who, of course, former manager and very much involved in the club down through the years, at the time he was speaking about the demise of the whole fishing sector, and the club was going through a spell that, you know, there were some doubts even about the future of it and getting players. So obviously things have moved on well in that regard.
Yeah, look, it's still a challenge. No, I suppose I have, and Jerry, incidentally, is still involved. Jerry's our chairman now, which is great because he gives us that sort of continuity over the years. But I suppose I played all my soccer in Galway with a club called Oranmore, and then I was involved in juvenile soccer with Craigmore. So I suppose the perspective I had when I took the role a couple of years ago was like I'd seen the inner workings of other soccer clubs, and every club has its challenges. And I suppose I don't look at this any more than just this is a challenge we have. And, you know, every club, like I said, around Donegal has maybe slightly different challenges. So it's really down to us to think about how we work through it. You know, and I suppose if you think about what we have going in our favour, you know, we have phenomenal support from the community itself. You know, the island has always been a huge supporter of the club. That diaspora I mentioned around the county, fantastic support. And, you know, we have a super committee behind the scenes as well that, you know, put the club in a very sound position, you know, from a point of view of just financial stability and just organisational. So if you step back and you look at, like, where have we strengths and where have we areas we have to focus on, you know, some of the big ticket items are really strong. So that allows us then to kind of put the energy into, you know, developing the team and identifying the players that have a real interest in playing for the team. You know, we definitely have players that come and go, and you know, we appreciate all the service we get from all the players. But what's really nice about what we're trying to do with some of the young guys around Letterkenny that have relationships with them is get players into the club that are going to be with us for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, and that gives us a stability. So that's how we're working that problem. And so far it's coming good. Doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be as competitive as we want to be. You know, we still rely a lot on some of the experienced players to come back at the weekends, and guys are fantastic for doing that. You know, we have a couple of guys up in Dublin, like I mentioned, a couple of guys in Galway. So, you know, we try and be smart about when we bring people home for weekends and things like that as well to complement what we have available.
So as a manager, you're not all training together, obviously. So that must be a challenge for you in itself, because guys are doing their own things. Do they follow certain programs? I take it they're training with other clubs in many cases.
You know, it's a little bit of that. We definitely have a couple of guys, you know, that join clubs wherever they are. The Astro Leagues, obviously. You know, a couple of guys are in Dublin. They play in an Astro League together. The guys in Letterkenny, of which we have 5 or 6, they're involved in an Astro League as well. So I think that's really how we kind of come over, you know, or bypass that problem. And then we have nice facilities here on the islands as part of the secondary school, where we get guys together a couple of nights a week on a little Astro that we have here locally, and we try and keep it going. Yeah. But, you know, again, I suppose we try and turn that in our favour. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's just another problem we have to overcome. You know, kind of the old siege mentality. Let's not make that an excuse. Let's make it a reason why we have to kind of double down and work a bit harder.
Yeah. Now, for many years, Aaron Moore competed in the Sunday League, and then there was the change to the Saturday League. What was the rationale behind that?
Yeah, like, I think that goes back to Jerry's era, and, you know, they were looking at the standing of the club at the time. And again, if you think about some of those things I've touched on there, you know, players coming home, be it from Dublin or from college in particular, I think was one of the main drivers. You know, we're playing on the Sunday, and then you're trying to get them back to Galway, back to Dublin, back to Sligo, whatever the case may be. It was proven just very problematic. So when the Saturday League became an option, it was something the club really gravitated towards. And it has worked out really well, because, you know, players come home at the weekend, they have the Saturday, and then they're not under undue pressure on Sunday then to get back. Yeah. You know, and I suppose huge credit to the Donegal League for putting so much energy into developing the Saturday League over the last couple of years. It really has gone from strength to strength.
Yeah, and you've had your fair share of success. And looking at this season ahead, I think you were fourth last year, or fourth or fifth. So what are the aims, and, you know, what's the target?
Yeah, we kind of sneaked in. We picked up a few nice little results towards the back end of the season, and put a nice shape on the finishing position. Last year was tough because, you know, they're restructuring the league. So I think it was 3 went down and 4th place was a playoff. So you were never really safe from that playoffs position until you were mathematically clear. So it was one of those ones that went right to the wire. But this year, no major expectations. We get a fantastic commitment from the players, and we can never ask any more from the players. So really, we're just going to keep pushing forward that mindset. We're going to turn up every week. We're going to take every game and put our best foot forward, and see where that gets us. We know we're not going to be competing at the very top end, not at the minute. Maybe in a couple of years with some of these young players we have coming through, we might put a dent in that in a year or two. But for now, it's really about bringing some of these young players we have along, and think 2 or 3 years down the road, see where we can get to.
The football team has certainly put the island on the map, dating back over the years. There were some great runs in the FAI Junior Cup, and to say you've forged a great relationship with clubs, and some of those people come back maybe even as holidaymakers many years later.
They really do. Absolutely got a proud history, and they're the type of things that keep the club going. You can never predict when those little runs in a cup will come along, or where you might get that little bit of success. Just clears gel at the right moment. So that's very much why we just have to keep the club on a good footing, keep bringing players in, and you just never know when it might click. And this current generation could very quickly make their own little bit of history and build on that success that you're referring to that the team has had in the past. Yeah. But we see it all the time. Teams love coming out. We're always inundated with requests for friendlies through the summer months, which is fantastic. And like you said, then when we're traveling, we're going up to Quigley Points in a couple of weeks. We were up there recently, and they couldn't do enough for us. They were out here a few years ago when it used to be, in a different cup competition, and they felt they had to repay a debt because they were well looked after. So we get those nice sentiments regularly when we're out on the road, which is very nice.
And for visiting teams, if it's their first trip over, you've got the ferry over, and then, of course, you have to get from the port up to Rana Park. And for those who are going there for the first time, I mean, to say it's breathtaking is certainly an understatement.
Yeah, it is always interesting when you see the first-timers. If you get them out in the January, February, and it's blowing a little bit of a breeze and pretty chilly, it's interesting to see how they settle in. Obviously, it's something that from time to time it's an advantage, and we have to take those things as they come. It's quite a unique experience for people to come out, and even on the night of the days, it's breathtaking. So, it's very nice to see how people react when they see the ground and the setting, and just the whole experience.
And no doubt, some of those who maybe mightn't have great sea legs mightn't be feeling the best on arrival, and I suppose that can play into your favour as well.
Well, if it does, we're not going to complain. But I'll tell you one thing, there's very few teams that come out here and they're not ready to compete. So to give clubs their credit, they enjoy the experience, but they come to play as well, which is fair enough.
And for the coming season, have you decided on who's going to be captain?
I haven't actually. Well, I kind of have, but there's one or two players that are kind of in the mix, and I want to sit them down and kind of maybe use it as a little bit of a carrot and a stick, and hopefully encourage them to give the type of commitment that we need for the year ahead. We've had some great servants over the last couple of years. We had Ruan Reynolds, most recently club captain, and last year was Frankie Early, and so. Yeah, we have a couple of really strong candidates to pick for that role going forward, and a couple of young guys coming up as well that I think could really grow into the role if they were given the opportunity. But we'll unveil that in the next few days.
Yeah, so that augurs well for the future. And in terms of playing personnel, and how big a squad are you working off? Is it going to be a selection headache just finalising your first 11?
That's what I want, obviously. And, certain weeks of the year when we manage to get everyone home, I have some of those challenges. But most weeks, that's not the situation. Most weeks, it really is putting the strongest team on the field. We have the locals, 7 or 8 guys that are there every week. And then we have, like I said, Heather Boyle, Phil Boyle, they now live in Dublin. They come up every chance they can. Aidan Proctor lives, he's in college in Galway. So you know, the weeks we can get everyone home, we're going to be a match for anyone in the league. And then the weeks in between, where it's just the breaks don't fall in our favour. It's a case of just making ourselves as hard as we can to beat and pick up the results where we can.
That's Mark Boyle of Arranmore United. They start their Donegal Junior League season this coming Saturday. And there is a full programme of matches in the Donegal League on both Saturday and indeed on Sunday as well, across all three divisions each day. And likewise, there's a full programme to take place in the Inishowen Football League as well. There's lots of action rugby-wise for the North West sides this coming weekend as well. In the All-Ireland League Division 2, Oma play Monkstown. In Championship 1, City of Derry are off to Grosvenor. When in Championship 2, Letterkenny are clashing with Limavady at the Dave Geller Memorial Grounds in the Glebe outside of Letterkenny. Both sides go into the game having won just one of their opening three fixtures. And we will have updates and coverage from that game on Sunday, on Saturday Sport. Alec McDonald will be in attendance there. In Championship 3, Strabane are off to Belfast to play the high school former pupils, and in a showing of a home tie against Larne. While in Provincial North, Donegal Town are also away from home as they play Ballymoney. Just finally in athletics, the Donegal Senior Cross Country Championships are being hosted by the Rosses AC this Sunday at Mullaghderg. It's also the Even Age Championships at cross country level for the county as well. So it's going to be a very, very busy morning down there at Mullaghderg at the Banks. The senior women's race, which is over 5k, starts at 10 a.m. The senior men, which is over 8k, gets underway at 10:30, and then after that they're going to have all the underage even age races taking place as well. Hopefully they'll get good weather for the cross country, as that brings an end to the Score programme for tonight. Don't forget, if you missed any of the show, you will be able to recap in the sports section off our website, highlandradio.com. For me, Oisin Kelly, what's left of your Thursday, have a very good evening.